Welcome to episode 13 of Sustainable Photography. Today we're going to talk about goals and goal setting and creating a way that you can achieve those goals.
You're listening to Sustainable Photography, where you get support and education to build your profitable business in a way that supports your way of living. I'm Ingvild Kolnes, and after 11 years as a photographer, I want to share what I've learned with you. So if you're looking for confidence, inspiration, and to-the-point tips, keep listening. For full transparency, I also want you to know that I'm a mentor with paid offers, and I might mention some of those in this episode.
Are you a list maker, like me? Do you like to set goals and have plans for all the things that you want? Well, whether you do or you don't, I think it's worth a try if you have something that you want to achieve. And if you want to get things done instead of just keeping them on your list, goals can really help you to prioritize and focus on doing the right things and not just staying busy. Having goals is also a great way to keep you motivated and to get clarity around what you really want. If you have big dreams and a lot of ideas, goals are also a way to keep you on track to actually reaching those dreams instead of just having them. Having a plan and clear goals will give you structure and focus. You'll always know what to work on because you know what you want to achieve. And when you have structure, it's so much easier to avoid all your bad habits. Sometimes it's the most important tasks that you procrastinate on. And when you see those tasks as part of a bigger picture, they'll become easier to complete. When you set goals, like daily, weekly, monthly goals, tasks become more manageable and you're more likely to complete them. Other times, you keep yourself busy doing all the things. But if you created a plan based on your goals, you can avoid a lot of the busyness. But how do you actually set goals that get you to the place that you want to be? First, you have to figure out what your dreams are and how you want your life to be. If you start by creating a vision board, that might be very helpful, especially if you're a visual person. Then take the thing that matters most, the thing that seems the most life-changing, and make that your main goal. This can be something that you want to achieve in 3, 5, or maybe even 10 years. Once you have that in place, you can make short-term goals, which again turns into a plan of all the things that you need to get done to get to where you want to be. It might seem complicated, but you can download my goal setting PDF if you want. It might make it a little bit easier. You'll find the link to that in the show notes. So the goals that you set, they should be SMART.
The S is for specific. You make it clear exactly what you want to achieve and how to do it. Making more money, getting more clients isn't very specific. A more specific phrase would be make more money from photographing families, for example. The M is for measurable, meaning that your goal has to be quantified so you know what you're working towards and also if you've reached it or not. Having $80,000 in revenue from photographing 40 families is an example of a measurable goal. The A is for attainable, meaning it's a goal that's achievable and realistic. If you photographed 30 families and made $50,000 last year, then your goal of $80,000 revenue from photographing 40 families seems pretty realistic. The R is for relevant and rewarding. That means that it's a goal that's relevant to you and something that matters. Since both increasing your revenue and getting to photograph more families is what you want and it's fulfilling to you, then this really makes sense. The T stands for time bound. You set yourself a deadline. Adding a certain date sets boundaries for your goal. For the example that we've used here, the complete goal would be have $80,000 in revenue from photographing 40 families in 2022. That makes the goal complete. Now you know exactly what you should aim for.
I'll tell you more about this after the break.
This podcast is sponsored by my mentoring program, Sustainable Photography, and I want you to know that you're not alone in feeling overwhelmed in the midst of editing and emailing. My mentoring program is there to help you build a sustainable photography business from the ground up. Check out ingvildkolnes.com/sustainable to learn more and to sign up for the waitlist.
If you actually want to achieve your goals, there are some things that you can do to make sure that your chances of achieving or reaching your goal will increase. So you're much more likely to succeed if the goal is written down as something that you'll do rather than something that you won't do. So make sure that the goal is positive. Also be precise in how you word your goal. If you want to accomplish something, write down why. What do you want and why? Use a whole sentence and not just a word. Also make sure that you prioritize your goals. Think about what's important to you and in what order it makes sense to complete them. Always, always write down your goals. And celebrate the goals that you've reached. It tells your brain that you've done something positive and it increases your motivation. I also recommend finding an accountability buddy. Tell a friend what you want to do. Someone you can check in with, or even better, someone who checks in with you, who makes sure that you stick to your plan. And just telling someone will actually increase your chances of reaching it just on its own. To make sure that the goal motivates you, you should write down why it's valuable and important to you. Imagine that you're sharing your goal with someone else and you have to convince them it's a good goal. I know that for me, it sometimes helps when someone doesn't believe in what I'm doing, because then I'm going to have to prove that it is good. So it makes me work a little bit harder for it. You can write down your reasons and your goal on your wall so that you can see it whenever you doubt yourself or when you lose faith in reaching the goal altogether. For the more specific things that you want to achieve, like your income and your client booking goals, I recommend setting three numbers.
A small goal where you reach the minimum that you need. For example, have 60,000 in revenue from photographing 30 families. And then a medium goal that makes you happy. Have 80,000 in revenue from photographing 40 families, for example. And then finally, a super high goal that you kind of think is out of reach, but you would love it if you actually hit it. For example, have 120,000 in revenue from photographing 50 families.
Imagine there's a way you can rid yourself of a lot of the frustration and the uncertainty you have in your photography business. If you set goals and you create a plan, you can do so much in order to stay on path and see that it's possible to do what you want to do. Goals are the things that you want to achieve, and the plan is how you can get there. So if you want a way to accomplish anything, this is where to start. So now that you've set your goals, you can create a plan.
Imagine that 5 years from now, you've reached your main goal.
How much money are you making? Who are your clients? How much are you working? How does your life look? Where do you live? Now work your way backward from the greater vision or the long-term goal into smaller monthly goals that are related to your long-term goal. What do you have to do this month to get one step closer to where you want to be in 5 years? Try to keep your tasks small. Break them down into tiny, tiny, tiny little pieces. They should take less than an hour to complete, and always make sure that you focus on just one at a time. Always write your plan and your tasks down. It makes it so much easier to keep track of and to complete, and not to mention you can cross them out once you're done. Sometimes I write things on my list just so I can cross them out because it feels so good. Always celebrate the goals that you reach and start your day by reviewing your goals and your daily to-do list. Have three main tasks that you want to complete and don't start looking at the rest of the list until these are done. There you go. So just by using your mind to envision your future, you can create a plan filled with simple, actionable steps that will get you to the place you actually want to be. Just try for yourself and see how simple it is. Check out the show notes and download the goal setting workbook if you want that too.
Thanks for listening to Sustainable Photography. Head over to Instagram at Ingvild Kolnes to tell me what you want future episodes to be all about. Check out the show notes over at ingvildkolnes.com/podcast. You can learn more about the Sustainable Photography Program and sign up for the waitlist there. To get more of this content, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Your support makes all the difference. Talk soon.